Welcome to the Proud and Curly Podcast, the podcast all about celebrating naturally curly hair. I'm Sierra, your host and founder, also known as C. Johnson on YouTube and Instagram, and you, my girlfriend, are in the right place. Every Friday, you'll get new insight and curlspiration on how to manage and maintain your natural curls. It doesn't matter if your hair is a wavy 2A type, a kinky 4C texture, or if you're anywhere in between. After the episode, the conversation always continues on the Proud and Curly Instagram page, so be sure to follow us there. This episode of the Proud and Curly Podcast is brought to you by Proud and Curly Share Your Story. If you're learning to embrace your natural hair, we want to hear about it. What's your hair story? This show is made up of beautiful hair journeys and lessons from people all around the world, but no story is exactly alike, so we want to hear yours. Tell us a story about a hair mishap, adventure, or you can share an inspiring message for everyone to hear. This is your time to share your story and be featured on this podcast. To learn how, go to proudandcurly.com/pages/share-your-story. Let's start the show. Hi guys, welcome back to the Proud and Curly Podcast. I'm Sierra, your host. Today's episode is all about how to go natural, a true plan for beginners. A lot of people have been messaging me, telling me that it's been helping them. Hearing people's stories has been helping them go natural, but I want to give some actual tips on how to go natural. I know a lot of you out there are maybe relaxed or permed and trying to just figure out how to go natural, and I'm going to show you basically two ways you can go natural. And if you've never chemically treated your hair, some of these tips may also help you, just as far as if you have heat damage or if you have color damage as well. You can do these same things where you can tell your hair is different in order to get rid of that. So hopefully that helps. Let's jump right on into it. So there's basically two ways to go from relaxed to fully natural. You can big chop or you can transition. So I'm not sure if you know these terms. I'm going to go into what a big chop is, the pros and cons, and I'm going to go into transitioning and what the pros and cons are for that too. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I did too. Big chopping. This is like the fastest route to be natural, the like fastest, easiest route to go natural. So the pros is, hey, you're either gonna go to your bathroom, grab some scissors, cut all your hair off, grab a razor, cut all your hair off. You don't have to go razor short, like you don't have to shave your head, but you can. That'll be extremely natural, especially like if you haven't grown out in any of your relaxer. So maybe you got a relaxer recently and you don't have any hair that's starting to curl up, then basically if you wanted to go natural tomorrow or today, you could go and, you know, shave your head, cut your hair down at the part where your hair is curling up, where your new grow is coming out. So you can cut that off, get rid of it. Or if your hair has been growing out a little bit, but it's still fairly short, that's still called a big chop because you're cutting off majority of your hair. So the pros for a big chop is that it's done. You have a fresh start, you have a new do, you feel liberated, you know, you probably feel liberated, you know, you're doing something new, you're going natural, you're making a commitment to yourself, because there's no looking back at this, there's no going back, you know, so it's just like getting it done. There's no, you know, you just got it done. You're natural, and now your hair can grow out. Another pro is now all your hair will be the same. Some of your hair won't be straight and some of your hair won't be curly. All of your hair will be the same curliness. You can still have different curl patterns within your curls, but what I'm saying is none of your hair is going to be like straight still at the ends and then curly at the top or in your roots. So you won't have to worry about those two different textures basically. And another pro is that it's very short, so there's nothing to do but for it to grow. You don't have to worry about any breakage. You don't have to worry about any split ends. Your hair, you've cut all of that damage out. Any damage that you may have had, you've cut it all off. You cut off the chemically treated or any of the damaged ends, and now you're just ready for growth. You're just ready to see your curls blossom and flourish. And, you know, another pro is you can wear wigs with ease. You can wear head wraps with ease. And you can also, if your hair does have a little bit of length, you can put in clip-ins and totally change up your look. So some of the challenges, I'm not going to say cons, but I'm going to say challenges are your hair is short. It's going to be a drastic change from how your hair was before, especially if you were relaxed or had a perm. Your hair was straight and probably much longer or even looked longer with it being straight. So your hair naturally curly and big chopped is going to be very short. And a lot of women with curly hair, mostly all people with curly hair, deal with shrinkage. So not only is your hair already short because you cut it, but your curls are shrinking up and retracting basically. So it looks even shorter than it may be just because that's how your curls do. So do mine. So totally understandable. It is a challenge and it is something that'll be really like you got to get on board with it because now you've cut all your hair off. So that's just how it's going to be. So for a lot of people, that is a little jarring. They don't know, like, I've never cut my hair. Like, I don't know if I want short hair. Like, I think I still want some length. And that's totally fine. That's how I was from going from, I always had my hair straightened. Like, I would get my hair straightened every 2 weeks, even before I got a perm. And then as I got a perm, still had my hair straight and everything. So when I started to think about going natural, I was like, I don't know if I want short hair because I've only ever had straight hair. I've only ever worn my hair straight except for when I was a child. So, and I don't even know how my hair is going to look curly, let alone trying to cut it all off and like not knowing what to do with it. So sometimes that's how people feel. If you feel that way, then you can transition to natural, which is what I did. And a lot of people do that too. A lot of people big chop, but I mean, it's your choice. At the end of the day, this is your head. It's what's on your head. It's not really that big of a deal if you cut your hair off or if you transition. So it's really whatever you want to do, whatever you feel comfortable with doing, because at the end of the day, it'll just be you and your head. You'll have to live with your decision. So at the end of the day, pick something that you feel comfortable with for sure. So transitioning. What is transitioning? Transitioning is growing your hair out and slowly trimming and cutting off the permed ends. So basically, you will grow your hair out and you will have some of your hair that's still straight at the bottom. And, you know, every few weeks or month or however you want to do it, you will trim off the permed ends. And so the amount of hair that's permed will become less and less as more of your hair grows. The permed ends will be less and less. So pros to this is you do get to retain your length. You don't have to cut your hair off. You get to retain your hair length. You get to start, another one is you get to start learning how to take care of curly hair. As you're transitioning, you start to see how your curls kind of will look, how to detangle your hair, trying out different products on your hair. But some of the challenges are that you will have to deal with the two textures. So you will have the two textures, the more curly hair at the top and the straight hair at the bottom. So some people do not like how that looks. For me and for a lot of people, the longer that your hair gets curly and the less amount that your hair is straight at the bottom. So by the time you get to that point, you're kind of just like, you're like basically almost at the style. Like you're almost able to see how your hair is actually going to look curly. But then there's these like little straight spikes at the bottom and you're just like, can you let me live? So at a point, which is what happened with me, you'll probably get like at a point where you're just like, okay, let's just cut this off because I can't and I'm tired. I know I said I was going to gradually cut it off an inch by inch, but we got 2 more inches or 3 more inches or whatever the number is. And I'm ready to see my curls. Like I want to see them flourishing. So that is kind of a challenge is that you're going to have those two textures. And so it's kind of up to you how long you want to deal with that, how long you want to keep, you know, manipulating your hair so that it won't bother you so much. And I'll talk about some tips for that in another episode on some tips on how to transition. But that's one challenge. And another challenge, another big challenge that may not be talked about a lot, but you're going to be more tempted than you would with a big chop to, I think you might still be tempted with a big chop. It just really depends, but you'll probably be more tempted to perm or relax your hair again, especially with the challenges you may have with your transitioning hair, maybe detangling it, trying to learn how to detangle your curly hair, and not, you know, being used to doing something like that. You might, and you could still do this if you big chop, you might be tempted to go back to relaxing your hair. So that's just one thing to think about. And, you know, when you're making this decision, you have to really think about what you want and, you know, just think about your goals and what you want for your hair and be at a point where this is what you want and this is what you're doing. So, and you feel confident in it. And even though you don't know a lot, you're willing to learn. So that's kind of what I did, because there was so much that I didn't know, went to YouTube, and then there's resources like this now. That's why I'm creating this, to help people go natural, learn about it, learn from other people's stories and stuff like this. So you're in the right place. Don't worry. One other challenge, which goes hand in hand with what I was just saying, is that you need to be very gentle with your hair. Your hair, where your hair meets, where your natural hair meets the permed hair or the straight hair, is very, 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 very fragile. And it, you know, it can break off. Like, it needs to be treated very gently, especially when you're detangling. You got to keep your hair moisturized. So just really go fully into learning about your hair and just being in tune with your hair, even keeping up what works and what doesn't work, like keeping track of that. So yeah, after these two things, you will, like, either path you take, it's not one set path. Whatever path you take and however long it takes or whatever, it's okay. Like, this is your journey. Everybody's journey is different, and it's okay to big chop. It's okay to transition. It's okay if you go back and get a relaxer, and then maybe you decide, hey, I want to go back natural again. Like, it's okay. This is your hair. Don't fret over it too much. Don't get too discouraged about it. It's just hair. You can figure it out. It's not that difficult. And figuring it out helps you get a little bit more in tune with yourself, because this is something growing out of you. So it helps you get more in tune with yourself. So just remember that and enjoy the journey. So thank you guys. Hopefully this helps. Let me know if you have any other questions. Comment to our video on YouTube. If you're listening to the podcast, we also have a video version on YouTube. And if not, go ahead and screenshot this episode and tag us on Instagram. Let us know you're listening to this episode. Let us know what you thought about it. If you have any questions, you can DM us or comment somewhere. Let us know. So thank you guys so much for listening to the Proud and Curly podcast. Again, if you want to be on the podcast, definitely check out proudandcurly.com/pages/share-your-story. And there you can find out how you can share your story on this podcast. So thank you guys so much for listening and for watching if you're watching on YouTube. And I'll see you guys next Thursday. Bye. All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Proud and Curly podcast. If you like the podcast, please show your support by leaving a rating on the Apple Podcast app. It helps me so much, and it also helps other people find the show. Special thanks to Terrence Esquire Huggins for producing the music in this podcast. You can always check out his website, SoundCloud, and follow him on social media at EsquireMusic111. All of his links are in the show notes. If you're looking for more curly content, be sure to follow us on Instagram. But until next Thursday, stay proud and curly.